The girl appears beside the plaque, and you walk to her. She's faded now, so transparent as to be almost not there. This is the final location. You know she won't be able to appear again. She points down the creek to where you've just come from. There's the rock outcrop. But wait, are those images under it? Yes! There's Aboriginal art there, boomerangs, and beyond that, half hidden under the very ledge you were standing on. Suddenly, it all becomes clear. Her killer. It was an animal, yes, but not the one you were thinking of. The letters she showed you were only the first word to its name. The long, sinuous picture on the rock makes up the second. She must have been swimming, and then it struck. Suddenly you see something else. On the rock nearby, a picture of the girl herself. She points up and you spy two ghostly lovers, holding hands even now, halos of lichen and paint around their heads. She floats toward the couple. You see her fingers move to her lips. She kisses the fingers, then places them on the lips of one of the images. Her lover. She looks at you and you nod. You'll tell the world. You'll clear his name. It's peaceful under the trees, as peaceful as a grave. The girl bows and then fades back into the image from whence she came. This concludes the J.C. Slaughter Falls Park read, but the adventure isn't over. If you keep walking up the track, there are plenty more mysterious symbols to be found. Keep an eye out for the killer's eggs. The track loops around and will eventually return you to the car park.